Brilliance Audio presents In the Blood by Steve Robinson. Performed by Simon Vance. Morgan Hendry was dying. If he'd seen it coming, he might have had some chance to prevent it. As it was, all hope against such sudden and decisive brutality faded into the night with his first laboured breath. On the river's inky swell, Cornish fishing boats continued to chatter and creak uneasily, though Morgan could no longer hear them over the blood pressure drumming in his ears. He clawed desperately at his neck, drawing skin under his nails, tearing and ripping until his raw flesh burned. But he could not free himself. His fists lashed wildly to no effect. His feet became suddenly weightless, kicking and thrashing in frenzied panic like a crazed marionette until laboured breath became no breath at all, and he was still. A strengthening easterly wind cut into the throat of the Helford River, lashing rain at Morgan's startled face, bluing and congested under the dim glow of the jetty lantern. His eyes grew dark as the empty night, bulging in their sockets as he dropped forcefully to his knees, thumping hard onto wet pontoon boards. He sensed unconsciousness was moments away, and for all his brawn he could not fight it. Between his thumb and forefinger he grasped a silver crucifix that hung loosely from his neck as he prayed for deliverance. "But deliver us from evil." Then a voice whispered in his ear, cold and threatening.
"You know what I've come for."
Morgan shook his head, jerking his neck in quick, erratic spasms. But first he couldn't think, and then he knew.
"The box. Luenna."
He shook his head again, defiant. He tried to glimpse the figure bearing down on him, his head uncomfortably close, but the man's strength restricted him, denied him.
"For thine is the kingdom." "No matter," the man said.
Morgan caught the flash of a wry smile, teasing at the edge of his assailant's mouth. He felt an ear pressed close to his neck as if the man were listening for something, waiting. Then it came. As the pressure increased and Morgan's hyoid bone fractured, he saw his assailant fully at last when the man forced their faces together. He saw the man's eyes narrow, his jaw relax, slowly parting his lips in a moment that seemed akin to some exquisite pleasure, like he was savouring the intimacy, absorbing the delicacy.
"And the power and the glory."
As Morgan's heart beat for the last time, he could think only of Luenna, his love, the love that was now lost to him.
"Forever and ever."
His body went limp, arms dropping heavily to his sides, hands like dead weights.
"Amen."